In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In today's gospel, we see Jesus preparing to enter Jerusalem, weeping over the city, and then cleansing the temple. I remember in January when we were on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, our guide told us that a former mayor of the city, who was a secular Jew, was once asked what he would say when the Messiah appeared in Jerusalem. The mayor replied, "I would ask him, is this your first visit or have you been here before?" Well, that's a joke. Well, of course, we as Christians know the answer to that question. Jesus was coming to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover, but he was also preparing for the Last Supper, the institution of the Holy Eucharist and the sacred priesthood, and his coming death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven. And as he was coming over the Mount of Olives, he looked down upon the city and wept over its coming destruction. The magnificent temple, first constructed by King Solomon, then destroyed by the Babylonians, rebuilt after the return from exile, and then greatly expanded and enriched by Herod the Great. That temple, magnificent and shining in the sunlight, would in a few short years be completely demolished and its treasures carried to Rome. The old covenant of the Jews, like the pagan religion of Rome, was coming to an end. That message, the transformation from the old covenant based on the Mosaic law to the new covenant of grace and truth, is also the meaning of the cleansing of the temple. The money changers and the animal dealers were not in the sanctified area of the temple, but in the perimeter, where it was permissible to exchange money and to buy and sell cattle and birds for sacrifices in the temple. But Jesus came to put an end to that sacrificial system by offering himself in obedience to his Father's will as a sacrifice upon the cross, and instituting a new system of unbloody spiritual worship. The temple system of animal sacrifice had many dimensions to it, but the Jewish people had always known that, at its deepest level, it was imperfect, carnal, and even superstitious. As we hear in the 49th Psalm, "Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not reprove you for your sacrifices. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. I will accept no bull from your house, nor he-goat from your folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know all the birds of the air, all that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you. For the world and all that is in it is mine. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you and you shall glorify me." The sacrifice of Jesus on the cross is the true and perfect sacrifice, putting an end to the animal sacrifices of the Old Testament and offering us his own body and blood under the appearance of bread and wine to unite us to him in the sacrifice he made for the forgiveness of sins, for the healing of our body and spirit, and for our transformation into children of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.